It's been a while since I've done a pervy rambling. So here we are for one that's overdue. First thing I want to talk about is Lolicon. I will admit that every time I go into the Lolly channel in Perverse Paradise, I am so fucking turned on, like to the point where I have to masturbate. I'm so turned on. I have to admit, I don't really like the 3D. Well, I don't know if you call it 3D, but the realistic looking ones. Too real for me, but the cute, kind of cartoony in a way, little cunnies. Holy shit. And of course, because I have a filthy, filthy mind. Even the extreme ones turned me on, like there was one where she was all scratched up and bruised and just being impaled on a dick. That's so fucking hot. I think that Lolly is such a worthy, you call it replacement. If illegal content has been in your past, but it is such a worthy addition, if you will, to say audios. And obviously, not to get political or whatever, but when things are drawn, they aren't people. Like, it's art. So I don't see anything wrong with it. Those little drawings of those sexy little girls are incredible. Just incredible. Seeing the tiny little frames and the flat chest and those, jeez, those delectable little child pussies. Fuck. And admittedly, the other day I spent the first time ever, well, I would say rubbing my pussy, but I was rubbing it with a vibrator. But the first time I masturbated looking at Lolly, fuck, it was incredible. I was watching this like looped one where a man was laying back on like a lounge chair at a public pool, and he had, I would guess, his daughter, pre-teenage. Her little bathing suit just scooted over to the side, and he was just fucking her right on that lounge chair. Oh, that was so hot. Yes, I came to that, and it was glorious. It was so glorious. And did I think about my dad? I did. I thought about that with my dad, and that was me at preteen age. It was a wonderful, wonderful orgasm. Very many more to come in the future to Lolly. My next rambling, I wanted to talk about boys. So if you know me very well, and then also you can see it from my content. You can see it's just full of little girl stuff. I guess because I have the deep-rooted daddy-daughter thing. I just love doing audios and role plays and scenarios with little girls, but sometimes I'll have a custom or a phone call even about a man and boys or mommy son. And if you know me, I'll feel comfortable enough to admit that mommy son is not my favorite role play. Like, it's not something I hate or won't do. It's just not my favorite. It turns me on when I get into it, but I don't think about it. Like, I don't think about it outside of role play. So, last week I had a call with a perv, and sadly, he's not in VIP, so he can listen to this, but. So we were doing a call where we had kidnapped a brother and sister pair. that were underage, of course. And, you know, our call was just a back and forth with him and I talking about how we would molest and rape a sister and a brother. And hearing him talk about how he would, you know, suck that little boy cock, and how that little boy would suck his cock, and how he would fuck that little boy's ass, I was so turned on that I should have taken a picture to go along with this, because my panties were completely soaked in the middle. I mean, soaked. I'm not exaggerating. I was so turned on by hearing him talk about sexually abusing a boy in fantasy. Like, holy shit. And it surprised me, because usually I don't have such a strong reaction to Shota related things, but fuck, it was so incredibly hot. Like, the whole time we really didn't talk about the girl. We were talking about that boy. And what really turns me on is in this fantasy, you know, it's forced by. And then I think about the long-term effects. Like, will he be a secret fag, or will he turn into a gay boy when he turns older? Like, that shit turns me on so much to think about that lasting effect, because I love mind fucks and I love psychological damage, if you will, and role plays. But yeah, it was so fucking hot to hear a man talk about that. I've never been attracted to kind of like Shota role play where it's just me and a boy, because I like big cock, and I cannot lie. Sorry, I had to do that. I like big cock. Like, why would I want a tiny little twig? But it's still hot. Like, the hot part to me is, and I've seen this in the Shota room in Pervert Paradise, the hot images are, you know, a woman like suckling on that little tiny dick, that little baby penis. Like, and you know, she's not doing it because she wants that thing, because every woman, I mean, not every, but most women want some kind of size. And I'm not talking huge, like I like huge cock. I'm talking grown women are going to want to feel something in there. So she's just like, you know, molesting and raping this kid just because it's wrong and that's hot. And there's also something about the word stiff little penis. Stiff, because we don't use the word stiff hardly when talking about grown adult penis. So talking about stiff little boy cock, oh my God, hot. Hot. And then also, I just thought about this in that call I was talking about. It turned me on so much to hear him talk about like putting those firm little boy balls in his mouth, suckling on those taut little balls in his mouth. Fuck. So hot. Another pervy rambling. I've been trying to wrap my head around doing another, like, kind of related to my personal confession story where I talk about my own dad, and that's where my age play stuff comes from. I've had a few pervs say it would be really hard if you did an audio on, you know, knowing what you know now, how would you seduce your dad? I've been trying to wrap my head around that, creating an audio for that. And, you know, of course, I don't mind thinking about my dad in a sexual way. It turns me on. But, you know, I keep going back to the time that I saw my dad's cock. And I was probably 11 or 12. I don't know why I was in his bathroom. My parents had this huge bathroom, and I remember being on the floor, or maybe I was on maybe I think about being on the floor because I'm thinking about how tiny I was and how young I was, but I just, in this memory, I feel like I remember like being on the ground for some reason. I don't know if my sister or my brother were in there, but anyways, my dad comes out of the bathroom, like there was a main bathroom with like the sink and, you know, the towel closet and the shower. And then there was like this door where the toilet was. So my dad comes out of that room where the door was closed. And I can't remember if he had a shirt on. All I remember is seeing his daddy dick just dangling between his legs. And I was in shock. I had never seen a penis before that ever. So I was young. And I just remember it being hairy and huge. Like I could paint the picture. That's how clear the image of seeing his cock is I could paint a picture of his dick. And it was so thick. And my guess nowadays would be I would think he had like a half hard dick at that point because it wasn't standing straight up or anything, but it was just like dangling there and it had like some meatiness to it. Like it was like, now I would guess it was half hard. Like I kind of hope, my mind goes to, I hope he had that door closed and I hope he was jerking off to like the sound of me or the image of me. Fuck, that shit turns me on so much. Oh my God. See, I've never thought that maybe he was in there jerking off to like me or my sister or something. Oh my God, that would be so fucking hot. So then he comes out post nut and I see his dick. Fuck. Like it was incredible. And the funniest part about it, I remember being shocked, like just kind of like frozen. And what made it even more strange for me is he just like walked by like it was nothing. He didn't act shocked. He didn't like get on to me for being in his bathroom. He just like walked away like it was nothing. And fuck, I hope that shit turned him on. The look of my face being so shocked. I'm telling you guys, I am so turned on by daddy daughter, and not in a way that I ever want to role play in the bedroom. Like I don't want someone to become my daddy. I just like, I'm totally, it's super hot if a sexual partner is just like touching me, talking to me about what my dad was probably thinking when I was like 6 years old or a preteen or a teen, like what he probably was thinking, what he was probably was jerking off to. Fuck, I hope my dad jerked off to me many, many, many times because I jerk off to him. Well, I rub myself to him so much nowadays.